Ches Amid Beis. Let us just again see the last Gemara. It's around five lines before the end of the Perek. Now, Amakadish, we learned in the Mishnah, Amakadish Petrumes, Ube Maisreis, Ube Matones, Ube Meichatos, Ube Eifer Pore, Areis, Ube Kadeshes, Rafa P. Yisrael. Ramino, the Gemara says, I'll ask you a question. Hanoitel, we learned Hanoitel Schar Lodoin. If a person gets paid for being a Dayan, Dinov Betalem, one is not permitted to be done Beschar, and not only is not permitted, if he does it, the Din is bottle. Lohoid, a person is Noitel Schar Lohoid, I do say Betalem. Lahazois ulekadesh, if he took money for making hazoya latome, to be maze mechatos anatome, or ulekadesh, or to be ma'arev the eifa pore maim chayim, meimov meimore. So Chazal passeled the water, it's ke'ilu, the water was meimore, it came from a ma'amore. The afroi eifer mikle, and the eifer, the ashes is kilo was tamazai ashes, not eifer of a poradum. So here he's being mekadish an ishem. That means the Gemara understood, so it's equivalent, like he's getting schar for the. For he's being mekadesha for the service that he with the service that he's doing. We'll see soon. Amar Abaye lekashe. So Abaye said it's not a kashe. Kan bischar havo umilui. Kan bischar hazo vekiddush. The Mishnah is speaking about that he's being mekadesha with the schar of the service of delivering. The Eifer, of being Memalei the Mayim Chayim, and that one is permitted to take Schar. That is a Tirche, and for a Tirche one is permitted to take Schar. Now what it says, that one is not permitted to take Schar, kan b'schar hazor v'kiddush. Here, one is not permitted to receive Schar from making the Maisa Hazor and Kiddush. Deikenami, and I'll bring you a raya, the Ktoni Hoche b'mei chatos u'be'eifa pore. So here we're speaking about, was Bechlal as yet not Roy lahazor. There's only mei chatos and eifa pore, it wasn't mixed up together. Ktoni Hosom lahazes u'lekadish mamina. There it's speaking about it was mixed up already. Or he's making the Kiddush, and that is also to take Schar. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, L'hazi Salakadish, Mishnei Bebchayres, Anoito Schorei Lodoin Dino Betelem, L'hazi Salakadish, Meimav Meimahore, V'afroi Eifa Mikla, L'hazi Salatome, L'kadish Meichatos, Shenois Neifa B'mayim, Kori Kiddushe. May Ma'ora, now what is the Dimyan? They said that Mayim Chaim is Kilo May Ma'ora, Shruchim Haim. And Mayim Shruchim, Apostle Fakidish. Eifer Mikla Kloy Mestam Eifer, Shabomina Koli Beish. So the Gemara answers that there's a difference. Bishar Havo, Ha Eifer, Mimokim Lemokim. If one will take schar for delivering the eifer was in Yerushalayim, and will deliver the eifer to Bnei Brak, or uschar mili hamayim, or the schar to be memalei the mayim chayim, the milse de tirchei. This is a tirche. Berachmone leiram yelei. There's no chiyuv, and I need to do this. This is a tirche. So there's no chi for him to do it for free. Vishari le mishkal agra. So he's permitted to get paid for this service. Umakadesha. So therefore, she's mekudesh with the service of the, that he delivered the eifa, or he was mamala the mayim for her. Masnisim b'dabchayres b'schar hazor v'kiddush. There, he's getting paid for the pu'ula of hazor, or the pu'ula of kiddush. Deleka tirche. U'schar mitzvah hi noito. So here he's taking schar for doing a mitzvah. V'atayra omro leili mati eschem kasher sivani mani b'chinam af atem b'chinam. We see from this, the Taisus Riyazokin says that, I mean, if this is speaking about Limud HaTorah, so he feels always the Taisus Riyazokin, Shemina Maho, Shein Lodom, Mikach Schar, Mi Mitzvah. One is not permitted to receive Schar for doing a Mitzvah also. Mimesh Loi Torah, Po Muta, Keperish, Rabbein Yishloim. But if there's a Tirche, Nachsmed Ritva says Eidim also. If you're asking them to come to say Eidis and they have to travel to say Eidis, so that they also can take Schar. For the mitzvah you can't take Schar. For the tirch involved, that you can take Schar. Deikanami, the Masnisen Lava Azor Vekidishkoi, Mishnah isn't speaking about the Schar Havo, the Ktoni Mechatas Ve'efer Chatas, Shaddai Me'enem Orom, so there's no Azor Vekidish whatsoever. The whole schar is only schar hava umili. Now, I'd like to say over the Loshon HaRashba. The Rashba says as follows. Afal gav, dahani isurei anoninu. Now, for some, it seems that it says someplace that eifa pore and mechates is also bano. So with what is he makadosh with? So the Rashba answers, "Akim the Bigmor mishum de islay bohu ano de schar havo amili." He's not being makadosh with the eifa por and the meichatas. He's makadosh with the schar havo amili. V'nire sharashi zal meforish. So the Rashba says that Rashi lemshat b'schar havo amili shum makadosh b'schar havo amili. That means. So that's what the Rashba started off by saying. He's not Mekadish with the Etzem Eifa Pore, because the Eifa Pore is also Bano. What is he giving her? So he's Mekadish, but the service of delivering the Eifa, the service of the Milei Hamayim, so he's Mekadish with that. Now, I have a shtickle problem before the Rashba lets Kakash and Rashi. I have a shtickle problem. The Rashba started off by saying that Eifa Pore is also Bano. Hatos. Echatas is very difficult to understand. Should be also bano. Maybe he was memalit letzayrich. Echatas should be also bano. But he says, "Hani isurei anoninu." That's what he starts off by saying. So it's also bano. Taisves imsochem lavchav beis amet beis. Ma'ira that the Gemara brings a raya that Eva minachai is muta bano. Because it says, Minayin shelo yoyshit eva minachai leben noyach, amedloim lefni iva leisitein michshol. So the Gemara says, lachera, there's another isa. There's an isa, it's also bano. It's a ray, it's mutabana. That's the Gemara. So Taisus over there asks Akasha, the Gemara Navei Dezora says, it's not speaking about that he's giving him his eva minachai. That the Yid is giving the Goy, the Eva Menachai that belongs to the Yid. It's speaking about that he's handing over the Eva Menachai that belongs to the Goy, doesn't say menaim shela yitain lo yevim chai. It says menaim shela yoshit lo yevim chai. So he's handing over the guy's yevim chai. He's over if neither lest he temichshel. It seems without his hishot, he wouldn't be able to get it. So he's over if neither lest he temichshel. So Tosfos asks, so afilu yevim chai is also bano, but where is he having hanoah from the Eva Menachai? It's the guy's Eva Menachai. That means, if I give him my Eva Menachai, so he's maketayv to me, so he'll do me a tayve. So there we understand. So it's called I'm having hanoah from Eva Menachai. But it's the guy's Eva Menachai. So, I feel Eva Menachai is also, but no, what's wrong? I'm not having hanoah from Eva Menachai. So Taisa says, no, I have, that's called Mistakir Bi'isureyano. That means I'm derived, this service of delivering to him is called, if he would pay, so it's considered I'm deriving benefit from Isureyano. I mean, Lachayrat comes out from this Taisa that if a person has a job, he delivers bread, and then he's working for a goy that sells chametz to goyim on Pesach. So lechayre, he's not allowed to deliver bread, even though, because he's mistake b'yisurei ano. He's deriving benefit from yisurei ano. So one ha'or I have, so lechayre, if the Rashba started off by saying that it's osa b'ano, eifa po is osa b'ano, so how is one permitted to get money, to receive money for delivering schar avor? I don't understand how this would stem with Taisvus and Psocha. The Rashba asks on Rashi two kashas. One kasha he asks, he says, if he's been mekadishah with the schar avor, so he says that's not the Lashon Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mekadosh be'efer pora b'meichatos, and we're saying no, he's not Mekadosh be'efer pora b'meichatos. He's Mekadosh with the delivery, the schar havor. So how does this stem with the Mishnah? Then the Rashi asks the second kasha, that if he's Mekadosh with the service, so then we have to know if you hold Yeshna l'schiras metchila batzayif. So it's called it's Mekadosh b'milve. If you're the endless chesar lebesayif, it's not called mekadosh b'milve. The Gemara should have brought a raya from our Mishnah. The endless chesar lebesayif is bekitzah. This is the Rashba's kasha and Rashi al kain nire yoisa. So the Rashba is chaylik on Rashi al kain nire yoisa. Shebegufon mamishu mekadosh. He's not mekadosh or with the service. Let's say the first kasha, because it says Mekadosh be'efa pora. Ve'is lo hanominayu, sha'af hinoi teles prute, mimi shetzorich lahen, machmas toirach haba'oson umiluyon. And this is the lotion of the Rashba. Now, dach sechmir, I think the Rashba means as follows. Chayre, the Rashba means she has now Eifa Pore. Really, the Eifa Pore was found in Yerushalayim. Now, he delivered to her in Bnei Brak. She has Eifa Pore. She'll put up a sign. She has Eifa Pore. Someone will come to her, and he wants to use the Eifa Pore. And she'll tell him, fine. But you should know that this Eifa Pore came from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. There's a charge, there's a charge. That means since it's, he gave her the Eifa Pore, and she could now get money for the tirche that was involved in bringing about that Eifa Pore should be here. Bringing it from Yerushalayim. So also it's very unclear, the Davoini, so it's called, Shebegufon Mamishu Mekacha. It's also about, so it's hers, Legabi, getting Schar for the Havor. I mean, we started by saying it's also about no. Now it's, but it's, but he gave her, it's hers, the Eifa Pora is hers, and therefore, if I have Eifa Pora B'nei Brak, I could get money for the use of the Eifa Pora, since it involved a tirche to bring it from Yerushalayim. Like upon him, that is what the Rashba says. Let us see Taisvis, Meimov, Meimor, Peshpekuntris, Maim Shruchim. Bechinam dochak leforishkei, don't to say that Meimor is Maim Shruchim. The most leforish Meimor is Mamish, that not the psul is because it's Maim Shruchim and Meimor is Maim Shruchim. Kloima mechonosim, that means you need Maim Chaim by Meichatos. And this mayim does not have the mile of mayim chayim. Ve'ina mayim chayim, banan mayim chayim ve'ina. Ve'avra yefa mikle. The same thing. It's not that they gave. It's not. It's not kilo. It's eifa po. It's eifa mikle. And why is it that way? Perish shava al divrei teire. Tichsiv rei lamati yeshem chukim mishpotim ani bechinan avata bechatan bechinan. וזה שעושה בשכר עובר אור דברי תורה. If he took money for the הזויה or the קידוש, מקרא ממש לא נופק לי, that it's possible, דלשמיני ונהיך דעובד בשכר דלי מהני, לסמכת בעלמו דלי מהני אפילו בדיעבד. It's a סמכת that he says, since he did not since he was not permitted to take money for it, so if he took money, it's an as Chazal used this pasuk. That's the reason why it's pasul, because he was over. They pasuled it because he was over on mani bechin. Hodron aloch ish mekadish. Now let's start. Beizar Hashem, the third parak. Ha'imel lechaveroi tzei mekadish leisha plains. A person told his chaver he should be mekadish for him, a woman. And the shliach went, instead of being mekadish, this woman for the mishalach, he married her herself. Mekudeshes l'sheini. So she's married to the shliach. That's case number one. V'chein, also, ha'ima le'isha areyat mekudeshes li la'achesh lo'ishim yoyim. A person was Mekadish Anisha, he gave a kess of Kedushin, and he said, you should be Mekudish to me, La'achesh Lo'ishim Yoyim. That means the Maise Kedushin is now, but it should be Chal after 30 days. So, L'chayre, at the present time, a Maise Kedushin was done, a Chalais Kedushin was as yet not Chal. U'bo Achel V'kitcha B'seif Shlo'ishim Yoyim. Now someone else came and married a Teif Shloishim Yoyim. Mukadeshes L'sheini. So she is Mekudesh to the second one. That's the Vechein. That's the Pashtus of the Vechein. That means just like the first halacha was that if he made someone a Shliach, even though he made him a Shliach, if the Shliach is Mekadesh for himself, she's Mekudish to the Shliach. The same thing, even though he made a Maisa Kedushin. But if someone else was Mekadisha before the Maisa Kedushin was Chal, Mekudesh is Lashayn. As Yisrael Lekoyin Toichal Betrum. Now the Ran says that what is the Mishnah telling us? Perhaps one might think Mekudesh is Lashayni means L'chumre. That means we have over here a Maisa Kedushin that started already. Perhaps this can somehow make a chesaron in the ishus of the second one. The Maisa Kedushin was to the first one. It wasn't Chal yet. So maybe she's only L'chumre married to the second one. But it could be L'kula not. So the Mishnah says no. She's 100% fully married to the second one. If he was a Koyin, and Labas Yisrael a Koyin, Toichal betrume. She's allowed to eat trume. She's fully the wife of the second one. Not L'chumre, afilu L'kula. there's a problem over here. We have a klal that Maruse, even though Min HaTorah she eats trume, but Min Rabbanan she doesn't eat trume till Hashet Nichneses L'chupe. So what Shabbas Yisrael, they just made Eresen over here. Bo Achav B'kitcho B'seich Shloishim Yom. He made Kedushin. Didn't say he made more than that. It's Mekadashis L'sheini. And she's allowed to eat trume. How she's allowed to eat trume? So the Taisus Riyazokin says, Min HaTorah she's allowed to eat trume. L'din Torah, Sherus Echelis B'trume Dvar Torah. Or he says maybe she made Nisun afterwards. She doesn't say in the Mishnah. Now Yeshua wants to say maybe it's going according to the Mishnah Achreine. In Ksuba said holds after Hagos Man, that means if there was a Zman that the Ozos was obligated to make Nisun, if he didn't make Nisun by then, so even though she's Narusa, she starts eating Tumen. It's mechuyev to give him a zaynus then, so she has a din nesua to eat trume. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. So we have in the Vav, we learned two cases. Case number one was that a person made someone a shliach to marry an isha for him. The shliach is a mekadesh her for himself. She's mekodeshes l'shaini. The second case was, the first one was Mekad, made a Maisa Kedushin already. Aval Pikein, since he said it should be Chalach HaLamad, if someone's Mekadish, Teich Lamad, she's Mekodeshes, L'Sheini. Olach V'Kotzi Taisus, V'Holach V'Kit Shel Atzma Mekodeshes, V'im Teim Machidush Yeshkan Pshita. So Taisus asks, that's Poshit. And the Taisus HaRosh is Mamtik Taisus Kashin. That means, what is pshat in the vechein in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, just like in the first case, she's not married to the rishon, so in the second case, she's also, that's the vechein. In the second case, she's also not married to the rishon. Now, the second case is a shtikel chiddush, even though it was a maisa kedushin already, but a maisa kedushin without a chaloy is worthless. Oh, but that's a chiddush, it was a maisa kedushin. So the Kedushin process started, automatically she'll become a Kedushin and Shloshim. Afal Pikein, if someone chaptarain, the Maisa Kedushin becomes Motel, and when it should be Chal, it can't be Chal, she's an Aisha. So the second Bove in the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that she's not married to the first one, she's married to the second one. Afal Lekulu. Now, Vechein would seem to say, just like in the first case, she's married, not married to the first one. She's married to the second one. In the second case, V'chein also. Even though here he made a Maisa Kedushin, she's also not married to the first one, to the second one. But it would seem that there's a Chiddush in the first Bava that she's not married to the first one. So Tais says, what's the Chiddush? The first one didn't do anything. He made a Shliach that to be Mekadisha, but the Shliach wasn't Mekadisha for him, so... So Fashteitzach that she's not married to the first one. What's the Chiddush? The Taisarosh is Mamtik, Vechein Vaistois, just like here, she's not married to the first one. The second case, she's also not married to the first one. So Taisus makes a very interesting akimta. V'yeshloime the Mayri, going the Omar Hashliach Li'isha B'shas Kedushin, Ploini Shilchani L'Kotshechala. When he comes over to the Isha, the Shliach, so first of all, he tells the whole Megillah, I came here b'shliches yene to marry you to him. So that was the Baruch Haba. That's the Hagdama. I'm a shlich from Beryl to marry the way he made me a shlich to marry you for him. U'b'soichkach and there were sukin boise inyan. So they're all talking about. We're talking about what he started off by saying, that Beryl made him a shliach to marry her for Beryl. Oh my Lord, harayat mekadeshesli. Then he said, harayat mekadeshesli. Well, let's skip, so we'll come back to what it says, v'hiyodah. Let's go. Vashmina chiddush. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. the mau de taime hodakoma li letzoirech mishalchei koma. That means he started off with a whole megillah that he's a shliach for Berel. And then he says, arei at mekodeshes li. So that means, the li means I'm a, he's speaking beloshen mishalcha. I'm the shliach from him. Is so I'm speaking beloshen mishalach. So I would think she's married to the first one. So the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush that she's not married to the first one. According to the Hava Mina, they bring down from the Achrayne, if there would be such, after the chiddush of the Mishnah, according to the Hava Mina of the Mishnah, she should be married to the first one. Afilu, he would say, I meant myself. It wouldn't help. I mean, that would be the Havamina. The Mishnah's tongue is not like that, but the Havamina would be that she's talking, but that the Teich Kedei Dibbo, since the Hareyat Mekadeshis Li was said, Teich Kedei Dibbo to the Hakdama of Ploini Sholchani Lekachach Loi, so I would say that this is understood that the Li means, Lutzeich HaMeshalach. The Li means Lutzeich HaMeshalach. Nafilu, the shliach would say, I said li. It's called, others say, dvorm shebeleif. That means, that's how we understand it. We understand li means for the mishalach. Or it's dvorm shebeleif, or he wouldn't have an amonis to say that I just made an about face and I mean li. So there would be a hava being there that she's mekudeshes to the first one. Steht in the Mishnah achidish that she's not married to the first one. That the li all of a sudden is telling us that I don't have a right to assume that he's speaking beloshen mishalchoi. And I have to assume that Li means that even though there was no Hakdom and this was a Sukkim by Sinyan, Li is all of a sudden an about face, and he means Li. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's what's very good to Bechain. That even though there'd be a Mokim to think she's Mekodeshes to the Mishalach, because that's the story over here. He started off by saying, Ploini Sholchani, and there'd be a Svara to say that the Li is also no Stira to the Ploini Sholchani. Afal Pikein, I'm telling you, Mekodesh is Lesheni. Vechein, I'll tell you another case with a similar Chiddush, that even though the first one made a Maisik, Dushna Afal Pikein, she's Mekodesh is to the second one. Now, Taisva says, Vehi yada the kitcha lenafshe, and she knows that. Let's say lefiha emes. Now they say pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking with such a case. He said arei the pleni shalchani. Then he says arei mekadeshesli. In the Mishnah, and it's speaking about that she knows that he means herself, that himself, that he wants to marry her to himself, not to the Mishalach. How do we know this? So there's a machlekes achrayim. Although this was very, before we had a havamina that in zicha means for the Mishalach. The Mishnah talks about it doesn't zicha mean for the Mishalach. You have to take leaf face value. But how do I know that she understood it that way? I mean, it's a very confusing situation. So others say pshat that we ask her. He gave her Mekadeshesli, and then before he said Pleini Sholchani, Mekadeshes, Mazel Tov, then said to Aiden, came over to ask, could you please tell me who you're married to? So she said, well, didn't you hear? He said, Li. He meant, Li. That's how others learn Shad. He yodah the kitchel and nafsha. How do we know the yodah? She was asked. That's how others learn Shad. The Beis Meir is Meirer. He says, if that's the case, so you have Kedushin without Eidim. That means Bishas Kedushin, they were watching the Kedushin. He gave over, he said Li, and then now you left Eidim before you started. Does she know what's flying here? I don't know. So comes that Bishas the Maisa Kedushin. There was no Eidim. So the Beis Meir Taka wants to say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that I can assume that she understood, just like we understand, I can assume that she understood also, that the Li is all of a sudden, we're breaking off what was spoken till now, and Li means to the Shliach. Now we have a third case. Let's go back to the Mishnah. And we'll learn one pshat in the Mishnah. Ma'achshav ula'achesh shloishim yayim. Now this sounds like double talk. He gives her money, he says, achshav ula'achesh shloishim yayim. So we can understand this in two ways. We could understand this that he means both. The Kedusha should be chal now. That means if it won't be chayza, teich shloishim yoyim, it should be chal now. That means I have to think about it yet. But if I won't be chayza, by shloishim yoyim, it should be chal ma'achshav. So the la'achas shloishim is a t'nai that I'm giving myself leeway to be chayza. But if I'm not chayza, it's chal ma'achshav. Or you could learn, la'achas shloishim yoyim is a chazor. Before he gave her the money, he said ma'achshav. Then he started thinking, listen, did I really find out enough information? Allah, let's not jump into this too hastily. He says, la'achesh la'ishim yayim. So this loshen is a very confusing loshen. It could mean, the la'achesh la'ishim yayim could be as a t'nai, but he really wants, if it'll be a kiyum t'nai, if you won't be chayzer, so it's chama achsho, or it's a chazor. So I really don't know. If 30 days passes by and he wasn't chayza, if she's married from after the 30 days, or if she's married from Yahshua. So now, now we have a problem. Someone was Mekadisha, Tech Shloishim Yayim. Mekodeshes ve'eino Mekodeshes. So now, I don't know who she's married to. If I say that the la'achesh loishim is a t'nai, so then she's married to the first one, because he wasn't chayzat of shloishim yayim, so then it comes that she was man mi'achshav. So the kedushin of the second one is worthless. He was mekadesh neishes ish. If I say that it was a chazoret, so it comes out, so then it's the second bavur. He was mekadesh la'achesh loishim yayim, and someone married her to Shloishim. Mekodeshes ve'ena mekodeshes. Bas Yisrael lekoyim. Hei bas koyim li Yisrael leiseichal betrum. Now, l'chayre, the Mishnah is speaking about that one of these husbands was a koyim. One of these husbands was a Yisrael. So, Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, let's say if the first one was a Koyin. So, Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, so Mitzad the Kedushin of Rishin, she should be able to eat Trumah. But she can't eat Trumah because maybe she's married to the second one. Oy Bas Koyin Li Yisrael, or, let's say the first one was a Yisrael. But now a Koyin married her, the second one was a Koyin. Is Laisaichal betrumah. She's not allowed to eat trumah misafik, because I don't know who she's married to. Zakta Rashi, Mekadesh Vein Mekadesh is Lishnei. Each one is a Safik. She's a Safik Eishesish. Dasura Lishnei. And she's also to both of them. Elim Kaim Nosan Echad Get. If one gave a get, then she'll be muta to the second one. La'odam Acher Asure, that she eat no Shneim get. Well, Pligi Baum a Forish Time, Bas Yisrael Lekoyin Lysecha Betrume, Shema Einem Kedushin. Bas Koyin Lysecha Nami Lysecha Betrume, Basavi, Shema Haba Kedushin, Zol Paisel Bekedushin, as Bas Koyin Minatru. Zok the Gemara, Hoim Alach Abeiroi, Tzei Vekadish. Tana, we learned in Abaraisa, Ma Sha'osi Yosi. The first case, he told the Chava to marry Anisha for him, and the Chava married her for himself. Ma Sha'osi Yosi, the Kedushin is 100%, she's the wife of the second one. But it's not a proper thing. He didn't do the right thing. Yena relied on him that he's going to marry her for himself, for the Meshalach, and he married the Isha for the Shlich, married Isha for himself. It's an Avla. Shenog ba mina gremois. And that's what it says in the Barais. Vitana dido. So the Gemara is, why doesn't Artan seems like it's no problem whatsoever. Artan is Olkish Atzma, Mekodesh is Lashaini. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention that even though in Hilchis Isha she's married to the second one, but the second one did not do a proper action? So the Gemara says, Holach nami diktoni, Holach beramois. Like there's an extra word here. Could have said, Aymelech Abetzah bekadish leisha plainis, v'kitcho la'atzma mekodeshes. What's that? V'holach v'kitcho. So the V'holach is coming to tell us that this action, what he's doing, is a maisa ramois. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Maish nahoche diktoni ha'aymelech Abetzah. Here it says, ha'aymelech Abetzah. Doesn't say Emel Lishluch, it says Emel Lechaveira. Ma'ish noho sam diktoni ha'emel Lishluchai. There's a Mishnah in the second Perik that says ha'emel Lishluchai. So what does Rashi say? Ma'ish noho sam Perki ish mekadish, diktoni ha'emel Lishluchai tsei bekadish li isha plainis bemokim plainim. A person told a shliach that he should marry an isha for him bemokim plainim, in this place. He went to a different place, and he married in a different place, so she's not in the Kudish. I say it's a Hakpodeh. That what he said, Bemokim Plaini, he meant Davkimokim Plaini. There are people that like him. Go someplace else, she'll hear Lashon Hara about him. Anyway, so about Koponim, so these are two different dinim. But it's very interesting how the Tanna chose to phrase each din. And our Mishnah it says ha'imel lechaveiroi. There it says ha'imel lishluchai. Is maishna hosom the nokat loshen shliches sheshochai l'shem kach. That means shluchai means I made you a messenger specially to go there for this purpose. That's such I made him a shlich. He's going there because of the shliches. What does chaveiroi mean? Shaloi sholchoi l'shem kach. I didn't send him there. Elei mizdamen loi b'mokim pleini d'achetzlo. That means the chaver was going over there. That means the purpose of his going is not shlichusi. The purpose of his going was he had to go there. So I told Oimel chaveiroi, but if you'll see her there, please be mekadisha for me. So we have here Shinya Lishinus. Here it says Chaveira and there it says Shluchai. So the Gemara answers, Hoche Rebusa Kamash Malon, Vahosam Rebusa Kamash Malon. Hoche Rebusa Kamash Malon, the Eton is Shluchai, Hava Minen Shluchai Huda Hava Ramai. He is coming to tell us a Rebusa. When it says, Holach is a Ramoy, Shluchi is that I made you special a Shliach to go and be Mekadisha for me, and then you went and you're Mekadisha for yourself. That's called Ramoy. The Samche Daita, he relied on him. Sovar ovidli shlichus, he was under the impression, I made you a shliach to go and marry her for me. So I relied on you. I thought you'd be mekayim the shlichus. So there, who da havei rama? So here's a rama. Avol havei roi. But what if, he's not going there b'shlichus. He's not going there. So he says, I told him, listen, if you're going there ready, be mekadisha for me. So I would think the loy somcha daite. I would think there was no smichas das. The whole thing is agavuche. You're there. If you'll see us, I'm a mele b'mekadisha. So I would think, since the whole thing wasn't an official shliches, so I'm a mele, I would think there's no avle if Itak was mekadisha for himself. So I'm a mele, so kamash melon that even though it's oimelach averoi, it's holach beramois. This is a rama. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. In Asim Rabusa Kamashmal, on the other mission says, I'm a Lishluchai. Riton, I'm a Lachaveiroi. If we'd only say, I'm a Lachaveiroi, have a meaning. Chaveiro, the Chikit, Shabamoke, Machain, and Makadesh, the Sovalai Torah. So I would think that by Chaveiroi, he's not going specially for me. He's going there side by side. So I told him, if you'll see her over there, it's a Mimakadisha. So he never had a havamine that this person would go, if she's not there, go to another place. So the whole mina yashlichas was only on the assumption he'll see her there. So if this chava went on his own accord to another place, I would say there she's not mekudesh, because there was no mina yashlichas on another place, because he never thought that he would go for him to another place, since his whole going is not b'teira shlichas, no, it's chaveira. Avol shluchay de Torah, but shluchay that I made it. The only reason it's going is lemalay shlichus. So I would think that I told them to be mekadosh on this place. I think there's no akpoda davka in this place. So maramokim, I told them I'm making shlichus mekadosh as isha for me. I'm telling you, you can find her there. But if you she's not there, you go and look for her. For the kedushin. It's not an akpode that I want you should marry her dafke there. Kamash malon, that no. That even by shluchai, that I could expect that the shluchai would go searching for her. Is kamash malon is that if I told you a certain place, there's akpode mitzad the mishalach, dafke in this place I want you to marry her for me. Marry her for me, not in another place. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, the Sava, Hai Mishalach, Loitor, Hashlich, Labakshali, Bemokemacher, Leisomche, Daite, Leshavi, Shlich, Elaboi, Say Mokem, so there was only, a Mina Yashlich is only for this place. Maramokem, Eloi. But by a Shlich, I would think that when he mentioned this place, it's not a Hakpode, Davke to marry off in this place. In Tetsenisham, Kachanelisham, Daini Matricha, Holomokemacher. It's Kamash Malon that no, that's a hakpode. If I mention the place, I mean Dafke in this place you should make the Kedushin, not in another place. Now I'm going to have a few maises. Roven Chaside Ozel Lekdushi Leitza Lebrei. Roven Chaside went to be Mekadish Anisha for his son. Kitchel in Afshe. At the end, he was Mekadish for himself. Rekte Gemore Basanye Masha Osi Osi good, she's Makudish, Ella Shanoid by Minigra Mois. This is not a proper anhoge, this is it's Hamois. So the Gemore answers Layabu and Ella. No, the story was as follows. Av Amram Ravan Khaside wanted him in Makadisha for his son. He came there and they said they wants for his son. He said, no, we're not interested to marry off our daughter for your son. He saw she was a gerotin meidel, and the son not. So he married her for himself. So I said, there's no avle. Famine gremois. Frag de gemore iboy leiloiduye. But al kaponim. There's a psabayisim nekiyim. That means he's going to come home when he comes home with the kala. And the son will come out of the door and who's the, this is the kalo? She's my married her. It's very modern. So before he does such a thing, the son is all of a sudden it's mikra rama labir amikta. He should come back and tell them, listen, they don't want you. I'm going back to marry it for myself, so there shouldn't be any chshad on him. So the Gemara says, "Sava dehochi dehochi osi neshechin nemekadosh lo." They listen. There was no time. She was a very gerotin nekala, and if I go back, so my male, I'm going to lose her. So then there's no chiyav aistoyis of to be menak yourself from chshad if the price to pay for that would be to lose her.
Abba Barav Chana Yovle Zuzi Lerav. Rabbi Baba Chana gave money to Rav, over Zovni Neli Lahayar. Buy this karke for me. Ozal Zovna Lenafshe. He went and bought it for himself. Like the Gemara, Bosanye, Masha, Oso, Oso. So the Gemara says, also, Zakashan Rav. Good, it's, he bought it for himself. But Shanog by Minigramo, he said, he made him a shliach, you should buy it for him. He relied on you. So, how could you do such a thing? So the Gemara says, Ba'age Dalime Avale. This was a beaker that all the Shechinim around were very powerful people. And they were very picky who's gonna be their neighbor. L'Rav Nogi Beikovit, L'Rav Baba Chana L'Nogi Beikovit. So when this person wanted to sell this field, before they made the closing, all the neighbors came in and said, who are you selling this to? They said, Rabbi Baba Chana. He said, no way.
The Gemara says, so there's no Ram Mois to his son, that they didn't want to sell it to him. So the Gemara says, so he should go and have a kapon him, there'll be a shot on him. He should first be my dear, then do it. So the Hochi Vahochi, Ose Inish Achine Zovila. He held that if I go back, in the meantime, someone else will purchase it. I had a shtickle ha'oreh. I saw psa'mu'irdike ha'zoi nish. Namuna bitochen. You will see in Tosfos this halacha. But, ha'mu'irdike ha'zoi nish. There's a gemara in Baba Basra. And let's say Reuven has a store. It's a store on Main Street, a grocery store. All of a sudden, he sees next door the building a store. Shimon wants to open up a grocery store next to him. So the din is that Reuven can send the Hasmona to Shimon to come to Bezin. Haposkes l'chiyus, you're taking away my panosa. Make a grocery store next to me, you're taking away my panosa. As ich steht in der Gemara. So, das ist aber der Kachazainisch. Sog der Kachazainisch as follows. Ein neu al Zad HaMetzius. Snapshot is that Reuven will tell, you're taking away my panos. That's not true. Ella al Zad Chiev Ishtadlis. Mit Zad Chiev Ishtadlis, Reuven should go and schlep him to Bezen. Not Atzad HaMetzius, Atzad Chiev Ishtadlis. And he explains. Shekol mezeinoysav shel adam k'tzuvim leimei Rosh Hashanah. That means, Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Samach Gimel, it was nigzah, how much panasa Reuven's going to make. It's nigzah. Zukta chazoynish, v'loi, now, Shimon is opening, so let's say, it was nigzah, he's going to make $50,000 that year. Now, Shimon comes, and that's the gzeire, if we'd see gzeire, $50,000. Zokta chazoynich, v'lo yechosa loy im yir kan woman, if it was nigzah, he should make $50,000, this person will be next door, he's gonna make his $50,000. Through groceries, through a lot, he's gonna make his $50,000. Lemal lemal. V'lo yoyser im lo yir, and if Shimon won't be here, he won't make a penny more than 50. Whatever was nigzah Rosh Hashanah, he's going to make. So what's schlepping him to din teira for your panos? So Shimon has nothing to do with your panos. Zok ta chazaynish. Tak. Imotzi ma'akev. If the halacha is, halachically, you're not allowed to do a pu'ula that is being meineya my panos. Then is a din ishtadlus. That means, just like we will assume this a gzeira min hashamayim, that my panos, I'll make $50,000 this year.
So now, so a person will say that, no, I daven good, Rosh Hashanah, so, Kasveinu, Sefer Panosa, Teva, Machal Kol. So finished, I'm not doing anything now. It's Nigzah. No, there's a Chiv Ishtadlus. There's a Chiv Ishtadlus on a person. La'avdo, L'shamro, state, in Chavis Havovis, in Medr state, Barachticha, Bachol, Asher, Tasa, but after, the person has to do. Barachticha b'chol asher tas, he has to do. So there's the chiv mishtadlus on the person. So he's mechuyev to be mishtadl. If you'll do what you have to do, so the bracha will come in. I mean, so then you'll get what, but you're supposed, you have to do mishtadlus. Zok techazanish, so the Gemara says that this is mitzad, you're chiv mishtadlus, just like you have to open the store. Just like you have to serve, fresh produce. That's also chelik of yishtatlus. You have to make sure that Shimon shouldn't be next door to you. That is your chiyav yishtatlus. And there's an iser on Shimon to open such a store also achok is nezokim. That's the such a did. V'im loy motzi ma'ake. He says, but what will be if the halacha will be that there's no such taine? Ein boy mishum chiyav yishtatlus. If there's no such taine, so there's no chiyav yishtatlus. He doesn't have a shame masik. Avol hamatrif lechem chukai shol kol yitzu betachitin leidei mechsei. He said, but that means the whole din is not how much money he's going to make this year. The din is, in my chiva status, how much am I supposed to do? So I had a shtikel ha'ore. Agamore, Rav went and bought a kalke. Rav went and bought a kalke. It was a good buy by Stoys. So the Gemara says, Rav, it's not Iboy Lele Duyach. I mean, people, it's a chshat. People will be choshed you. Yenna made you a shliach to buy a karke for him and you buy it for yourself. So go back, tell him. So the Gemara says, if he goes back, someone else will buy. So weiss doch ois, according to the Chazonish, that's my chiyav yishtadlus. I mean, I'm a chuyiv, I have now an opportunity. That means, could be, it's nixam in Hashemayim, I should possess this karka, but I have to be mishtadl. And if I go now, and the chiyiv mishtadlus, it seems, is doiche, the chiyiv lahasir shad meitoi. That means I have two chiyuvim. I have two chiyuvim. Mitzad echod, it would be proper that people shouldn't be chayshid you, they shouldn't be meranin on you. That's mitzad echad. Of a mitzad acher, if I'll do that, so I might lose the karka. Why will I lose the karka? Because it wasn't mishtadl. I have to be mishtadl for the karka. Without these stadlers, the gzeir will be niskayim. As I'm not mechuyev to be mevater on my chiyev mishtadlers, because of the rinun that people might talk about me. So I state in the Gemara. I mean, according to the Chazinish, it's only a chiyav yishtadlus, and that alone is doiche. But if I won't be mishtadl, I won't get it. So I'm not mechuyev to lose the karka because people might think I'm doing the wrong thing. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Leivu nele leirotzo litna letzerich bnei. He didn't want to give a letzerich bnei. Makshini boi leiduei lehoitzi atzmai miminig ramois. That people should not think that he's a ramai. Tzmol says, baged alimi bike shal balei zroya hoiso. Was a bike of balei zroya. They were strong people. They were influential people. Leinichu lecholodom liknes kark etzlam. Let us see Taisus. Liktushe itza lebrei. Umayri darzui arzi kamei vishosik v'leshav yishliach oma la'erd lechotzef ini ishtamashvi oviv shliach. Ohoche darzui arzi vishosik iklameima desomech olav. Now, I'd just like to say in Yelos HaShach and Mishnah Salevi, they say pshat in Taisus as follows. Taisus had a kasha. The Gemara says before on the second perek, it's a chutzpah for a son to make his father a shliach, to marry an isha for him. But it's like, it seems that the Gemara, it's a chutzpah, asking your father, you're shining shoes, shine my shoes also. I mean, you know, that's not... So it seems this, as this is the, it's a chutzpah to ask to make a father a shliach. You want to get married? Well, get married. The father is shliach. Marry her for me, and I'm going to sit and learn. You go. It seems it's a chutzpah. As this is the gemara. So Tosis had a problem. So what happened over here? He was a shliach. So they say pshat. So Tosis says it's speaking about altsui artsi vishosi. So they're saying that Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. The father came over to the son. He says, you know, I saw Aisha, I think she'd be A1 for you. Now, the son was a very edler son. He didn't want to say, no. He didn't want to say anything, but he kept quiet. He kept quiet. That means, so for the shtike is like, I agree. You hold it's a good shidduch, I agree with you. So that's the chiddush. So our Gemara's tongue is a meridike chiddush. That means even in such a, the son already, from this situation, the son was already saimach on the father. I can't tell you bepeh mole, I have the chesm. I can't tell you bepeh mole, marry her for me, but I kept quiet. That means, I'm asking to your hatzah. So memela, in such a case, there's also a mini gramois. That means even though he didn't make him befeirish ashliach, that's what I say, ikala meima disamicholov. That means that since I did not disagree with you, even though I didn't say go ahead, so we can assume that the shtika, that was the loudest way he could say go ahead. So he relied on his father, and if his father married her for himself, so there's a minigramois.